another show with the short go. Man, we have a lot of news and notes to talk about this week. It has been a terrific week. We have a very special guest that's going to be with us this week. I'm so excited about this guest because this guest really proves what this sport is, we're a family sport, and that's what we're all about, is helping each other out and being around family, and that's exactly what this guest is all about. This guest will be from the Rider Relief Fund, and it's really excited to have her on because it's really important that they help out all the cowboys and that go up and down the road and keep everybody on the road and help them along the way, because a lot of time injuries mount up. When injuries mount up, the bills pile up, and that's what the Rider Relief Fund is doing. We're going to talk a little bit with Miss Lynn about that here in just a few minutes, but we have a lot of news and notes coming up from Rodeo Houston. Man, Rodeo Houston has been exciting this year. It's going to wrap up with the Bronx and Bulls and the Barrels today. That's going to be exciting, so we'll be checking that out as we are live on the air. And I also know that the PBR is live right now on CBS Sports. So while you're tuned in to us and listening to the short go, make sure you stay and on with the TV and stay with the PBR. Check out what they're doing. Everything is exciting that's going to be going on. We've got a big show lined up for today, so stay tuned with us. We're going to take a short break here in just a few minutes, and stay tuned as we get a song lined up. Let's listen to a little Justin McBride to get this show started today. Hellmaking Eight Maniacs. We're back here once again with another round of the Shore Go. Man, I'm so excited about today's show. We've got a lot going on through today's show. And we've got a special guest that's going to be with us today that's so exciting to have them on. Miss Lynn, are you with us?
I sure am, Michael. Thank you.
Miss Lynn is with the Rider Relief Fund. And, you know, as I said in the opening, it's so important to have you guys here and be a part of bull riding because these injuries mount up, and as they mount up, they get costly. Kind of explain how you guys handle and deal with helping these cowboys with their medical bills.
Absolutely. One of the things is, quite honestly, is sometimes it's not just the medical bill. Believe it or not, sometimes when the guys contact us, it's literally about making that mortgage payment or putting the groceries on the table this week. You know, sometimes doctors will take payment plans spread out, but your mortgage companies typically don't, and the family needs to eat. So often that's really the focus of what the assistants are looking for, is that getting by day-to-day, week-to-week money, especially for the guys with the families. How we assist them is there's an application process they go through. There is a team that reviews the applications, and then assistance provided based on a number of factors that go into that equation, such as the injury, the anticipated time off, the financial need of, you know, kind of where they're at, what's going on. And that's where the fund steps in, and the fund is we exist today because of donations, and 100% donations are what the fund is all about.
You know, the Rider Relief Fund to me is you guys are directly involved with the PBR, but something that I learned from talking with you a few days ago is you guys help guys outside of the PBR as well.
Absolutely. That's probably the biggest misnomer and the thing, and I was so excited when I got your call because that does catch people off guard. They tend to think that the Rider Relief Fund, because of our relationship with PBR, with the professional bull riders, is there seems to be a misperception out there that perhaps we're a division of the PBR. We exist under their umbrella and so on and so forth, and so we receive money from them, that we only help the guys at that level. All of that is partly true, but on the big scheme of things, it's not the truth. We are a nonprofit organization incorporated in the state of Colorado, that we are very blessed with the generous gift that PBR provides, basically a home for us. We have offices in their corporate headquarters there in Pueblo. They work with us, but our funding and support reaches to all ages in competition. Michael, the other day when I was sharing with you, when I became a new board member about 2.5 years ago, and one of the first recipients that I was able to meet turned out to be a young boy who was 12, and he was at an event in Pueblo with his grandmother. And boy, that really brings it to you when you get to meet a family and you've got a kid, you know, that young that's hurt in a competition, and then you look up to the, you know, the bullfighters of a Joe Baumgartner and these kinds of guys over the years, or Apollo Krimner, who's had assistance, and people know them, but not everyone knows that 12-year-old, and sometimes that's the point that we need to drive home more, is the level of people, the guys that are trying to make that elite group of cowboys, that there's a lot of injuries on the way up that ladder.
There he is. You know, I've been rodeo and bull riding my entire life, and luckily, knock on wood, I've never seen a heroic injury, but there's so many out there, as these cowboys are going on bulls today, that's extremely, extremely rank and extremely good bulls, and so the entries mount up. And we know one of the cowboys that you guys are helping now is Pistol Robinson. Is that correct?
We have been approached and will be, and that's something else that it gets really difficult for us, and I hope your listeners understand that. Because of all the legalities and HEPA laws these days, that unfortunately as an organization, unless the guys really write and say, hey, Lynn, you can tell my story about this or that, we can't really step out and say, you know, here, I had someone ask me not too long ago, gee, if you guys had put out a list of everybody you helped and where they're at today, that would be terrific. We cannot do that legally. So I can tell you I've been in touch with Pistol's family, been in touch with a number of them, have some guys we do help that have come out and been very open, Brian Canner and McKinnon Wimberly, got Trevor Hampshire that's over fighting bulls on the on some PRCA tours. Those kinds of guys, when they step forward and tell us it's okay to talk about them, we certainly can. But it does kind of tie our hands with the laws. So we encourage the applicants that we do assist to write a little story and keep us updated. And we've started to use more social media as that becomes such, you know, it's in all of our lives every day, is a way to communicate to keep the fans posted with how they're doing.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned two things that are very important to us here at the Shorego and MakingEightRodeo.com is social media and McKinnon Wimberly. We had McKinnon Wimberly on a rodeo chat this past Thursday night, and you guys were mentioned in our rodeo chat because McKinnon is really – the injuries he's been through in the past year are crazy. You know, 14 months that he's been through is been crazy. But to see him come back, and he's posting videos on Facebook and Twitter of him riding again, it's really exciting to see him doing well. And to know that you guys helped him out along the way, it was really encouraging. And to me, that was – I had talked to McKinnon prior, and that was – really one of the things why I wanted to make sure to get you guys on our show and kind of talk about you guys, because it really does help these cowboys when you guys step in and show them that not only do the fans care, but you guys care as well.
Oh, absolutely. And McKinnon's a very special case. I happen to live here in Southern California and was at the event when McKinnon was hurt, and spent a great deal of time at the hospital with his mom and with Mesa. And to have walked into his hospital room from basically 2 days after injury to the night before he left to fly back to Texas was just a miracle. It's one of those things to have seen is beyond description, and I love hearing from him. I get, you know, some cute little texts every once in a while, kind of what's going on, or I'll send him a text and kind of, you know, rib him about how hard he's working. And he recently told me, he says, you know what, Lynn, I got to get back to riding bulls. He says, because Mace is killing me with all this hard work. He says, this is a lot of work.
Yeah, no doubt. Mesa really keeps him busy on the farm. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, Miss Lynn, let's talk about, I know you guys are a foundation and you are driven by people donating to you. Do you guys have any upcoming events that you guys could talk about?
We do, and then as I mentioned to you, we have a special announcement to share with your listeners through one of our board members. We do events each and every weekend at the Built for Tough stop of PBR. We'll do some fundraising activities on the concourse, everything from just, it's really neat. We've got some fans that we see each and every week that some of them walk by every single night of events and drop a $20 bill in the bucket, never ask for a thing in return, just say take good care of our guys. To the young kid that comes up that dad's given him a dollar to, sometimes they take a chance to win a cool shirt autographed by one of the riders. So we do all kinds of things in that fashion, some of the touring pro events. And we're now starting, which is really exciting, Michael, is we're starting to get some of the other tours are contacting us saying, hey, you know, we've got this event coming up and we'd like to have you represented, and we've got a volunteer to help spread the word. So it is growing. Like all nonprofit organizations, you're dependent on those donations. And our board chairman is Randy Little from PFI Western Wear. And Randy Little has extended an offer out for anyone that makes a donation online through our website that PFI will supply them with a $10 gift card. That's how committed this man is to this organization. So we're really excited at this opportunity, and we sure hope your listeners take advantage of it.
Definitely. That is really exciting because that does, that really shows the commitment, Mr. Little, to your foundation. And I'm hoping our listeners really go out and do what they can for you guys, because what you guys, like I said, is so important. How will they need to go about to donate, and will they need to miss our radio show
He set it up so that he will honor any online donation that's coming in between now and April 15th, tax day. And there's a couple different ways that people can donate. They can go online, and we accept donations online. We know there's some folks who don't like to, for whatever reasons or concerns about making a donation via the Internet. There is a donation form that can be printed off, and it can be mailed into our office, and everything is on our website, and that is www.riderrelief.com, RIDERRELIEF.com, and under donations, they can choose, again, like I said, either online, or if they send in the form that those donations receive between today and April 15th, we'll be sending out on behalf of PFI Western a $10 gift card.
That is tremendously. That is awesome, because I know our fans will get out there and make some donations to you guys' foundation, and be on top of that, be able to get a $10 card back and be able to go back and spend that. And that's really awesome. Our fans will really get out. Our fans are really hardcore believers in our sport, and I know they're going to get out there and do something special.
I just thought it was great. Randy called me. He says, "Lynn, what do you think of the idea?" He told me, and he said, "Are you there?" And I said, "I'm speechless." I said, I don't know what to say, Randy. Thank you. Yes."
You know, and it's people like that that really carries on an organization like you guys that really step out there and make that extra mile to make the fans feel like they're really involved in it. That's number one. That's why all the Bull Riders go up and down the road, to make money for their family and also to make the fans enjoy themselves as they come out to these events. And, you know, it's all about the fans, and the fans really want to give back. And it's really good to see a guy like that opening up and saying, "Hey, look, if you make a donation, I'm going to give back to you," and that's really important.
It really is. We had a gentleman who came up to our booth on the concourse at an event recently, and he came up and he said, "You know, I know that there's been some pretty, you know, big injuries in the last couple of years, and I just feel like I want to be able to help you." And he said, "I don't have the money to do it." He said, "But I happen to have a poster that is of Lane Frost and was autographed by Lane Frost." And he said, "I've had it appraised. I got an idea of the amount of money this is worth. Do you think that you all would have the opportunity to auction this and be able to use the money to support these writers?" So the way people help us comes in so many different ways. I'm always quick to say it's not just about one individual having that dollar to put forward. There's a lot of different ways. We have volunteers who, anything, they come to World Finals, you know, literally they save all year to get to the World Finals. And honestly, they're such great, true Americans. They get there, they don't have the money to spend, they'll come and volunteer in our booth 4 to 5 hours a day just because they know that that makes a difference. And it's huge. That donation of their time is just as important and just as needed. So we've got, fortunately, we've got people that care about those Cowboys in all manners, and that's what it takes.
Ms. Lynn, that is so true, to have people drive and donate their time. You know, our fans are really diehard fans. How would they go to your website, and if they wanted to be a contributor if they wanted to volunteer their time to you guys at a Bill Fortough tour event, how would they go about doing that?
There's actually a spot on our website where they can sign up by day of event, such as, you know, we've got Glendale going on this week, and they could have signed up to work yesterday or today. They can choose to work any day of an event. The other thing is, I can give you our phone number. It's area code 719-242-2000. 2900. And Brianne Wills is our development associate in the office located in Pueblo. She gets calls all week long from people saying, I know she was laughing the other day because we've got basically a pretty good size of a volunteer team together for an event for Columbus. That event isn't till October, but we've got volunteers already saying, hey, I bought my tickets. I'm going to be there to volunteer for you. So it's never too early to sign up. That's the point I want to make. But and we can never have too many volunteers.
That event in Columbus is awesome. I can tell you, I've been there, and that the fans there are big time bull riding fans, and that's awesome to hear that. Well, Miss Lynn, do you guys have anything that's coming up, anything outside of an event? Bull riding event. Do you guys have anything that's coming up in the near future that our fans would like to be aware of?
We do, and we have, and I don't know if I shared this with you last week, is that we have in May is the annual Wild Wild West Fest, which is Pueblo, Colorado's big town celebration, and then PBR has an event that weekend. And the Rider Relief Fund was recently provided with a bull through the Backseat Buckers program that is the new promotion to get fans involved with bull ownership through ABBI. And we got to go to Dallas, to Arlington, to Cowboy Stadium for the draft and got to bid on and selected bull number 125, which Luke Snyder has since named Sweet Relief. And like a proud mama, I get to meet our bull in Pueblo for the first time. So that's real exciting, and we're going to be talking a lot about that on social media. And we said we're going to be just like the bragging new mom and dad. People are probably going to get tired of seeing our bull on Facebook. But that's real exciting and coming up in May.
That right there is awesome. The name Sweet Relief, I'm sure he's going to throw a lot of them off, and he's probably going to make Luke a little upset the first time he falls off of it. So
I got to tell you, that's what I'm hoping for, because there's some big money in the end for the top bull, and we're really hoping that Sweet Relief maybe gets dubbed Behind the Chutes, Your Worst Nightmare.
That's awesome. But Miss Lynn, we really want to appreciate you for coming on the show today, and we want to say thank you, and it's really important to you that you guys are there. Again, give your website and give any information that you can to get our listeners to contribute. You said we have till April the 15th to donate and get the $10 back through PFI. Kind of reintegrate that and give us your website again.
Absolutely. Until April 15th, any donation will receive a $10 gift card from PFI, and the website is www.riderrelief.com. Or if someone wants to call our office, it's area code 719-242-2900. And if a listener wants to drop us an email, this is the other thing. We get some great fundraising ideas from fans. Drop us an email, real easy email. It's rrf@pbr.com. And never know where that next idea is that'll make a difference in the life of an injured cowboy, whether he's 12 or 32.
Miss Lynn, that is awesome, and we really appreciate it. Fans, go out and donate to the Rider Relief Fund. They are so important to our sport, and it really helps all these bull riders. They're trying to get up and down the road. As they're injured, they're sitting at home, and they're not making any money. And, you know, it really helps that there's people out there, there's groups out there like the Rider Relief Fund who help these cowboys out, because as a former bull rider, I can tell you, when the injuries mount, the bills get high, and if there's no money coming in, it's hard to stay above water. So it's really important to get out there. And again, get out there and donate this money and get back from PFI, because PFI has really stepped out and going to donate $10 back to each person who does this, and that's awesome. Well, Miss Lynn,
they do a tremendous amount for us, Michael.
Well, Miss Lynn, we really appreciate you having us coming on with us today learned a lot about the Rider Relief Fund and excited of any way that we could be a part. And you'll be getting a call from me here soon, because I think Making8Rodeo.com wants to do something with you guys, donate something that maybe you guys can do something with. So we really appreciate it, Miss Lynn, and we wish you guys all the best.
Hey, Michael, thank you again. We appreciate it very much, and I know the guys really appreciate it. And as we get some of this exposure through media, you can be assured that we're letting our cowboys know who's supporting us out there as well.
Well, Miss Lynn, we really appreciate that. Take care.
Great. Thank you, Michael.
Well, Making Eight Maniacs, get out there and donate. Go to the Rider Relief Fund. Go to a website and donate anything you could donate. That's an exceptional offer to get out there and donate something and then receive a $10 gift card back to PFI. That is really cool to be a part of, and to say that you helped these cowboys out as they were down and they needed help. You know, it's really, they help us in the arena as they're scoring 90 points and make us enjoy ourselves and really step out there. And you see Renato Nunez do these backflips off these chutes. We enjoy that. So let's help them out in their time of need. Go out and donate their money until April 15th and get $10 gift card back from PFI. That is really cool, a really cool offer. Well, we're going to take a short break. Let's sit back and listen to another song, and we'll be back with you just in a minute.
Way up high in the Sierra Peaks, where the yellow jack pines grew tall, old Sandy Bob and Buster Jakes had a roundup camp last fall. Oh, they're taking the horses and the running irons and maybe a dog or two, and they swore they'd brand all long-eared calves that came within their view. And any old doggie that flapped long ears and didn't brush up by day got his long ears whittled and his old hide scorched in a most artistic way. Now one fine day, old Sandy Bob, he throwed his easy go down. Well, I'm sick of the smell of this here burning hair, and I lose I'm a going to town. So they saddles up and they hits him a lope, for it weren't no sight of a ride. And them was the days when a buckaroo could oil up his insides. Oh, they starts her off at Kentucky Bar at the head of a whiskey row, and the winds up down by the depot house some 40 drinks below. But then sets up and turns around and goes her the other way, and to tell you the godforsaken truth, them boys got stewed that day. As they was a-riding back to camp, back in a pretty good load, oh well, who should they meet but the devil himself a-prancing down the road. Cowboy skunks, you better hunt your holes, for I've come up from hell's rim rock to gather in your souls. Says Sandy Bob, old devil be damned, we boys is kind of tight, and you ain't gonna get no cowboy souls without one hell of a fight. So Sandy Bob punched a hole in his rope and he swung her straight and through, and he lapped it onto the devil's horns and he'd taken his dallies too. Now Buster Jiggs was a Rieta man with his gut line coiled up neat. So he shakes her out and he built him a loop and he lassered up the devil's hind feet. Well, they stretched him out and they tailed him down while the irons was getting hot. And they cropped and swallowed forked both his ears and they branded him up a lot. They pruned him up with a dehorning saw and they knotted his tail for a joke. But then rode off and left him there, neck to a blackjack oak. So if you're ever up high in the Sierra Peaks and you hear one hell of a wail, you'll know it's that devil a-bellin' about them knots tied in his tail.
Well, Short Go fans, I'm glad that you stick with us and stay right here with the Short Go. And like I said a while ago, let's get out and let's really do something special for the Rider Relief Fund. They really do something special for riders. Well, right now I want to skip to the PBR. Let's talk about what's on TV right now as we speak. I can tell you, I'm not going to tell you who's already won. The event is already over. This is a tape. I'm not going to let everybody know exactly who won. But I can tell you right now, there are some really, really cool riders doing well this week. So you can bet assured that one guy from Louisiana, I'm not going to say who it is, Chris Shivers, I didn't mean to say that, is doing well this weekend. But that's my favorite bull rider out there, and I love to see him do well. He goes on his finale year. He's going to retire after this year. I'm not going to say he won because he hasn't, but I can tell you that he has done good this week. So, but I did not get a chance to watch last night's show because I wasn't at home, but I can tell you, as I look back through the stats, Chris Shivers covered his first bull, and he fell off his short go-around bull. It's really cool to see him doing well. Marco, and I have a horrible time pronouncing his last name, and Gunye has done exceptionally well. So all these guys are getting out there, and they're covering bulls, and they're staying on top of everything. It's exciting to see, and I want to see exactly how the next few rounds and the next few events are going to go since we come off of this big-time event with all the stadium events, and we just came off of the last Cowboy Standing. How these guys are going to be stamina-wise and be able to go and get on this caliber of bulls after all these events that they've had in a row, especially the last 2 weeks before this one with the Iron Cowboy and the last Cowboy Standing. Those events are stamina events. They really take a toll on your body, and they take a lot of energy out on you. So it's going to be really exciting to see the next few weeks how these guys settle back in to normal routine events and see if their health-wise, the injuries stay away, who the injury bug is going to hit, who the injury bug is not going to hit. And on top of the standings this week is still J.B. Mooney. J.B. has done really well in the last few weeks. Last week, not so well. He fell off his bull at last Cowboy Standing, which I was hoping he would make it a little bit further because he is such a talented bull rider. I'm excited to see how he's going to continue on through the year because he can really ride bulls really, really well, and he can stay on top of his game. And when he's on top of his game, I don't think there's anybody in the world that can beat him. I don't think there's any bull in the world that can buck him off if he's on top of his game. And we've seen that at the Iron Cowboy. Now, some of us have different opinions. I have my own opinion. I thought he covered Bushwhacker personally, but the time fell short. They said he didn't. It kind of looked like his back hip come out a little bit, and I didn't think they started the time quick enough. But JB really stuck it to Bushwhacker. He's made it the furthest anybody has ever made it to, and I think next time he gets on Bushwhacker, he's going to knock it out of the park, and he's going to take a bunch of money home when he does. Let's talk about Asteroid. Asteroid, it's really going to turn on who's going to win Bull of the Year. There is Asteroid, Bushwhacker, SmackDown. They're all right there together again this year. There's a few new bulls in there. Let's see how this plays out. Bushwhacker really looked good his first time back out from his injury. Asteroid has looked good all year long. This bull has got a kick like I've never seen a bull have before. And I want to take a quick second to mention something this week that we lost a very, very special person in our rodeo bull riding family this week. Mr. Talley with Circle T Ranch in Louisiana. Mr. Talley was a fantastic guy, the owner of Asteroid. He is a guy that has done so much for our sport, and really want to say to all his family and his friends and his fans, because he has a lot of fans out there as well. that we wish you guys all the best. Our prayers are with you as a family and friends and fans. We know you guys will be celebrating his life, and we really appreciate what Mr. Talley has done for our network and everything that he's been a part of. But we just want to say our hearts and our prayers are out to you guys, and look to see you guys smiling really again soon, because he's smiling down on us. And like I said, you know, the PBR has done so much for all of us fans, and to see you guys getting out there making big time bull rides is awesome as they get out there and really step out there. And I was wrong, ladies and gentlemen. The event is not over, and I'm looking right now on the live event center, and Caleb Sanders just made a 91-point bull ride on Bucky, and he just to take over the top of the standings is Savano Alves. Savano made an 87.75-point bull ride on Backbender. Backbender is a bull that's crazy. He reached out there and will turn back and really stick it to you. But to tell you, Savano is hot. Savano just got through winning the last Cowboy standing, and it's all about consistency with him. And it's about making bull rides and making bull rides count. And Savano is so talented, he can do that. He can get out there and cover every bull that he gets on. And, you know, that's kind of how he won a world title last year. Now, has it worked out so far this year? My opinion, it has not. He has not made the amount of short rounds that he made last year. He's not even nowhere close to making the number of short rounds, and he's not where he needs to be. But he's shooting up the ladder. If he continues winning an event, like he could possibly win this event very easily. And if he continues to win events, you know, he's going to shoot up the point standing, and JB, he will be on JB's toes really, really quickly. And, you know, that's you know, what's what it's all about is making the world finals. And as you get out to the world finals, it's all about winning a world title. Winning that cup and putting your name on it is above and beyond amazing. You can ask anybody who's done that in the past. They will tell you that it's an amazing feeling. Chris Shivers has said it before, that it's the best feeling in the world to win a world title. And plus, to win all the money that these guys win, it's an exceptional feat to go there and do well. Like Glendale is a really cool event. It's been a part of the PBR now for a long, long while. So this event, to win this event, is exceptional. And then next week, we go to Ty Murray's event. Now, when we get to Ty Murray's event, these guys, they want to win. Why they want to win that? The reason, because this guy is a founding father of the PBR. This guy, he's there to shake your hand. He has a special gift, a rifle that is specially made for his event. And these guys, not only do they want to win the event for the money and the points, but they want to win that event title to say that I was the event winner of the Ty Murray Invitational in Albuquerque. And you'll see some of the top bulls in the world there. Cody Lambert will not go soft on these guys for this event, because Ty is all about making it hard on these guys and to making something special. When you win his event, you win it because you're the best rider that weekend. And, you know, it's when you win his event, it's really something exceptional. And that's what's special about it. Excuse me, guys. I'm trying to go back and forth to my computer. I do not have chat set up right now because we just got back home, and we're on the road, and we just got back home, so I don't have the chat set up. I hope you guys are having fun in the chat room. So, like I said, you know, we're going to take another really short break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
it. Wish I was the son of someone rich. I throw $100 bills out on the road, and I'd catch me a ride to the rodeo. There's a mule deer laying by the road ahead. Well, he ain't sleeping, he's damn sure dead. Venison frying in the blazing sun. Hand me a ride, come on, someone. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money. Stuck out on the road. Hand me a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo? Circling up in the sky, and he's looking at me with them beady eyes. Well, I don't know, but I got a hunch he'd rather have me than that deer for lunch. Right now I wish I'd have stayed in school, but I had to be a rodeo cowboy fool. Take a look at the sun right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money. Stuck out on the road. And need a ride now. Won't somebody take me to the road? In a Cadillac. She got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money. Stuck out on the road. Hey, need a ride now. Won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
All right, Shore Go fans, welcome back to another round of the Shore Go. We're going to take this last segment, and we're going to talk about a very close friend of the show. And it's really cool to see him up in this stat, I guess you could say. Justin Coons from Arkansas. Go to PBRnow.com. Keith Ryan Cartwright has done a story about Justin being top of the power rankings. He is number 8 in the world right now. Justin Coon has finished in 5 top 10, has got 5 top 10s, and that's amazing for this guy. He didn't have 5 top 10s, I don't think, all year long. So he's already rode as many bulls as he did this year as he did last year in the whole entire year. I think Justin needed some time to settle in to the Built for Tough Tour, and it's really cool to see him doing well because he's a very close friend of mine. To see him get out there and to do well after all the injuries and all the things that he's been through in his entire life. And if you go on to the story, you see he said in quote, "I didn't quit a long time ago when I didn't have any money, and I didn't quit when they put me rods in my leg, and I didn't quit when my lungs." You know, that really states, you know, I'll be back. And it doesn't matter what I go through, I'll be back. This guy at the age of 15, like we talked about time and time before, the age of 15, he was unconscious for 2 weeks. He was in a coma for 2 weeks. Now, how many guys do you know that would come out of a coma and go back to riding bulls? And then on top of that, come back from a collapsed lung, a broke leg, all the things he's been through, to see him come back and now be at the top of the power rankings in the PBR and doing very, very well in the PBR. That's exciting to me because this guy has a boatload of talent, and he's in line to do really, really great things this year. Excited what he's going to do continually through the next year. And I know he's driving back and forth. He's driving. He's not flying around, and he's not – him and Ryan McConnell are hanging out a lot together. So we wish him all the best in the next few months is coming up, getting ready for the breaks for him to settle down. I know he said – he told me that he was going to settle down during the PBR break on into the summer. And Chase Outlaw, Chase has done really well. He rode his first bull in this weekend's event. He bucked off his short round bull that night. I don't think he's been on yet today. I'm not really sure. I've got to check the stats on that. But you know, it's really cool to see him, Chase, doing so well and to get out there and make an excellent bull rides. He is. This kid right here is on top of the world right now. He, you know, a few weeks ago he won Houston. Houston is a big deal. It's a great bull riding. Every bull riding that the PBR does is an exceptional bull riding. And they kicked off the Houston Rodeo there in Houston, Texas. And it was cool to see him step out there and win that event and put a lot of pocket change in his pocket and help him going up down the road. Right now, Savanio Alves is still leading the event. And, you know, I hope this guy can continue to do what he has done last year, because it will make for an interesting year. How JB is going to react, where the point standings are going to be at the end of this week is still up in there. We'll find out a little bit more as the PBR goes off this afternoon. And to tell you a few things as we end the show here in just a few minutes, we're going to end the show by telling you guys a little bit more about MakingEightRodeo.com. If you guys have not went to our new website, go check it out. We have a huge amount of things that's going to be coming up in the near future. We've got some awesome new segments on our website, so go check our website out and hit it as much as you can. It's our website is fun. Scott does a daily blog on our website. No telling what Scott's going to put out there. So you never know what he's going to tell you his opinion, and he's always got an opinion. And, you know, we enjoy his blog, and he really does a good job with it. And MakingEightRodeo.com, MakingEightRodeo Network, we are going to be out on the road here coming up in April. We're going to be going to some different events. We're going to a cowboy mount shooting. We're going to do a live show from there. That's going to be really fun to see cowboys and cowgirls getting on horseback and going and shooting and hitting these things in a competition style, and it'll be a lot of money up for that. So that's going to be a kind of a crossover for us because we're not really a much on that sport. We're learning that sport, but it's really cool to see that and them want to be a part of us and MakingEightRadio.com, MakingEightRadio Network. It's really important to branch out our fans and grow our network and grow our sport as much as we possibly can. And then we're also going to be going out to the Rodeo of the Mid-South that will be in South Haven, Mississippi. If you guys are around the area, make sure you get your tickets to the Rodeo of the Mid-South at the Lander Center in South Haven, Mississippi. And that will be featuring a Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame entertainer in Liesl Harris. Man, I've been knowing this guy since I was a little bitty kid, and he is a funny guy every time you see him. And he makes my side hurt. I laugh so much. And this guy is really, really funny. And he will be in South Haven for that event. So if you are anywhere around South Haven and you can get to the Lander Center on April 13th and 14th, please go and enjoy that event. It's going to be a lots and lots of fun. You'll see some really good contestants there. And that is a pro rodeo event, a PRCA event. So be staying tuned. We'll be giving you a little bit more insight on who's going to be there. not going to be there. So we're going to try to give you the insight. We're going to know before anybody else knows who's going to be there. So make sure you stay tuned right here to the Making 8 Radio Network and Making8Rodeo.com to get that insight. If you are not following our Facebook page, go to Making 8 Network and follow our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. You can also follow the Shore Go, my show. You can go on Facebook, you know, follow me on Twitter at Mike Rodeo Man. Make sure you get out of these social medias because there are so many different people and bull riders all a part of social media. You get a lot of insight out there in our social media because we post a lot of stories as the week goes on and so forth. So get out there, enjoy the social media network. Go to our website, enjoy our website, as we are going to be out and about coming up really, really soon. You know, I'm excited about getting out to these events because you never know who you're going to meet when you go to an event. You might bump into a superstar like I did in Jackson, Mississippi when I bumped into Cody DeMoss. That was really, really cool to bump into him. So, like I said, stay tuned. Stay right here with Making 8 Radio Network and enjoy our radio shows. We got a bunch of shows during the week, so stay tuned and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And get our links and go to these shows and listen to them because you get so much insight to every show we do. So this is going to end the show this week. Make sure, and plus, if there's any local rodeos around your area, go out to these rodeos. And it's really cool to go out to these rodeos and go out to these events and see these crowds and girls.
I ain't gonna be in Amarillo by morning.